Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for another episode of Death Is Not The End, the podcast where we're all dead, and well, we just have to deal with what comes next, whatever that is. I'm That Etkin Guy, and I'll be your celebrant and guide on today's journey. But first, before we introduce our guest, a trigger warning for those who don't enjoy the art of swearing. This episode is full of the fucking stuff.
Today on the show is your man from What The Fuck Do You Want? Deadbeat Punk. How are you, sir?
I am fucking magic. How are you?
Tired. Very tired.
Sound tired.
You gave everyone a quick reminder of who the fuck you are.
I am Deadbeat Punk. I am the person who asks you, what the fuck do you want? And then you tell me. I kind of go, and then try to disagree with you for half an hour. Jesus, Dean, that's all I am. I'm a character.
Well, thankfully, now you're dead.
How did that happen?
Well, it's nuclear bombs. I think that's how I ended the world.
Oh, thank fuck. I thought it was a different way.
How does it feel to be dead?
That's a bit shite, but life wasn't great either, so, you know, swings and roundabouts.
Yeah. So what happens when you finally kick the bucket then? Many beliefs on the matter? Many?
Oh, I believe there is a heaven, Dean, but it's like a chemical reaction in your brain that cushions the blow of actually dying. So it's just your imagination. If you have a great imagination, the afterlife is great. It doesn't exist, but you're fucking enjoying it.
So your brain lives on afterwards in this imaginary
world?
Yeah,
you've kind of pickled your own happiness for a while until, you know, it runs out. So AA batteries for the soul.
So all the synapses, as they finally sort of die off, it just fades away into the distance, but nice, yeah, peacefully.
One last parting gift before the worms get you.
That's quite nice, I guess.
It keeps me awake at night.
So, any religious upbringing? You're from one of those areas of the world where it's kind of popular.
Yeah, we're still hanging on to it. Well, I'm a horrible half-caste, they would have called me growing up, because my father would be from the Catholic camp, my mother from those crafty Protestants, and integration was not really popular. So I was told I could choose a religion when I got to the age of 16, and I didn't, because it's a load of bollocks.
So there's sort of a issue with Catholics and Protestants in where you're from then, so explain it
they
all.
Don't like each other.
Can you explain the entire history of it in 30 seconds?
One lot says, no surrender. The other lot says, chucky our la. And then they fucking throw petrol bombs at each other and nobody does their jobs. And it's all moved to politics.
Well, that's cleared it up for me a lot.
Yeah,
Thank you
seem enlightened now. Come on over and visit. We want your money.
Did you need that money anymore? You do quite well over there now.
Is it ever enough? My local bar has one of the doors from Game of Thrones, and we love getting Americans in and then bullying them into buying T-shirts.
They have a door from Game of Thrones?
We have a door from Game of Thrones. I shall send you a link if you want to put it in your show notes. It's a very popular door. You can rub the knob.
So was the door attached to the pub?
Oh, yeah, it's in a frame. You have to use it to get to the toilet. It's a dingy small, it's like the oldest licensed premises in that town. And it's this horrible little pokey bar, but it's a fireplace. It's full of vile boys that are racist. It's a fantastic place to send tourists.
So the big tourist attraction is a door.
Yeah, we used to be a fishing town, but the water, she ain't what she used to be.
Is it the door the guy holds open?
It's a fucking door, Dean. I don't know. I think there's seven doors.
Can
a man
Game
hold open seven doors at the one time? What kind of fantastical god are we dealing with?
Wasn't that what happened in the show? Just seven doors and this one guy was holding them open. That's why his name's Hodor.
Watching that. It's Hollyoaks with swords.
Okay, so what would you like to happen after you die? Ideal situation. You're a reincarnation man or eternal rest surrounded by loved ones or / people you don't hate so much.
I would like, if I was going to pick one, I'd like you to retain all the memories from the previous life and go back and try to do like a speed run of your life again. And you just keep repeating it, changing little things. It would, oh, fuck no. I thought if I went to university, I'd get ahead, but I ended up just getting addicted to cough medicine and strangling myself in autoerotic adventures.
That's like the infinite Earth theory then, where it's like
Or is it like that, Dane? Or is it exactly that?
You go back into it and you change one thing
original.
In your entire life.
I appreciate that.
It's not original at all.
Dick, I tried.
There's no original ideas anymore. Well, this is why it's a simulation argument. It's not theory. It's an argument.
It feels like an argument. I'm getting a bit angry.
Okay, so let's move on, shall we? So today you're attempting to stay out of hell. And what would hell be to you?
Probably a shopping center.
Any specific one?
All of them. They're awful. People... I have this thing, and it's not a boast. I'm a bit taller than most people I seem to meet in shopping center. I'm a bit wider. I'm conscious I don't want to get in people's way. But when somebody that's 4 foot tall with a face like a slapped arse that just sampled the most horrendous curried fart, the look of thunder, is looking at you as if you're in their way because they walked into you. I hate crowds. I hate people. I am physically capable of picking you up and throwing you off any kind of heightened advantage point. But I don't. You should appreciate that I'm not bullying through the shop, but don't fucking walk into me. I don't like it. So an eternity of that, of having to walk circles. Probably everybody's walking against you, so you have to walk through the... No.
And they're all incredibly short.
I don't know, if it was hell, they'd probably be bigger than me, but I do get especially annoyed when small people take up so much room. It's like, you're tiny, you inferior product. Get the fuck out of my way.
Okay. So that's what you're trying to keep out of.
Okay. I already know I've doomed myself to this.
As you're the first one to do this, and generally we get people trying to get into heaven and giving their life story. At the end of that, they sort of say how they'd like to end their life in this, because you don't get that part of it. How would you like to go out, kick the bucket?
I would like something funny, but instant. It's like driving off a bridge in a forklift while playing Mighty Doom on my phone. Because, you know, you live on when people tell tales. Yeah. If you die in a stupid way, you're remembered more fondly. I once urinated on the generator for an electric fence and it really badly burnt my penis. Not enough to kill me, because I'm here talking to you. But something like that. He blew the mickey off himself and woke up 5 miles away. Maybe if you're pissing like a power station. I'll ask how goes moo. I wonder if that's possible.
I'm just imagining if you can actually kill yourself by pissing on a power station.
Maybe there's one line, the main power line, the Tesla coil.
Well, that's definitely a way to go.
Blew the bollocks of himself, Dean.
Okay, so, yep, you have prepared a PowerPoint presentation for the defense you're going to give for the 7 deadly sins.
Who's on the director's board of hell?
Let's see. someone called Oodles.
Why would the guy from the offspring be in hell?
And you also got a musical backing track to help you along with the presentation. My assistant Nickelback Slapty Back, the third, has loaded it up and readied it for you.
No copyright bother in hell?
Nah, as long as you explain the track and say what it means to you.
Bollocks. I just picked ones I thought was funny.
Well, we just say who it is and say whether you like it or not.
That'd probably be the way to go.
This is a really good song.
I like this song. So for each deadly sin, I partnered it with a song that may or may not be related. I kind of just pulled them out of my arse last minute for some reason.
Because what else you'd do this last night?
Yeah, after you pulled me out of a hole by doing my show last minute. Yeah, there's a lot of that going out. I like mutually digging each other out of holes. That really works.
Okay, so you want to start the presentation?
Yes. I want to start it with Lust. And for this, of course, it would have to be Masked Intruder with Heart-Shaped Guitar.
It's a very lustful song.
They're a very lustful band. So, yeah, for Lust, it's a... Seeing as this is the first one, I'm not the lustiest of people. So I think I might get a pass for this one. Never cheating on my partner. I think she's fantastic. It's everything I've ever wanted. But when I think about it, have you ever seen Lemon Party?
No.
How the fuck have you never seen Lemon Party? I think you're in it.
Because I had an inkling of what it was. And I'm like, I don't really want to watch or see that.
Okay.
It's like Tub Girl. At least that piqued my interest a little bit ago.
Better than Tub
Girl. What the fuck's Tub Girl? So I looked at it and went, ooh, okay, no. And someone went, you should try Lemon Party. Oh, is it a bit like Tub Girl? Yes, it's a bit like... No.
I'm fine with that. Internet's wasted on some people. Well, I looked at it. I thought it was really funny. But it kind of warped my... my enjoyment of pornographic material online. Whereas I would look for humorous things more than sexy things. Because I found it... Like, there's a share button on Pornhub. I was like, who the fuck's that for? That's not funny. When I was a little boy running around rural Ireland, my mind was kind of blown by things like this. I don't think my little farmer brain was ever really prepared for cock fingering or sounding, as it became known. So, yeah, I think it had a somewhat adverse effect on how I viewed pornographic material. It's not for lusty gains, it's for horror and humour.
So it affected your sex drive somewhat?
Oh, it definitely didn't affect my sex drive. I just it definitely had some development issues, hurdles. Okay. We would call them.
But I think you may have got off on that one, but lust also covers desire for money and power. Any of that?
No. Because I have power, I don't need more. I'm pretty sure I could kill a man with a punch if they really annoyed me. And yeah, that'd self-employed. And, you know, I'd rather have more free time than more money. So I wouldn't consider myself greedy in that sense.
Okay, the jury's making notes on that one.
I don't give a fuck about the jury.
Well, they're what's standing between you and a shopping mall.
I can kill a man with a punch.
Next up,
gluttony. And for this one, we have Fun with Pork by 7 Seconds of Love, because I fucking love bacon.
So, gluttony, overindulgence or overconsumption of anything to the point of waste.
Yeah, like many, I've become a somewhat chunkier bastard over lockdown.
Most people did.
Yeah, my martial arts clubs disbanded and never really regrouped afterwards. And I haven't found an exercise I enjoy as much yet. And I've gone to other martial arts clubs and they're fucking awful. I think Andrew Tate's a cunt. Little closet gay. That opinion does not win you any friends in most martial arts clubs. I have noticed.
Really? I think you'd be against that guy. Well, good ones anyway.
A good one. I think that's I'm trying to find the good one. I had a good one. I lost it. Everybody kind of moved away, like the guy that ran it in London now. And I don't give a fuck about politics. I just want to go out and train.
Mm.
People would rather talk about training than training. I said, no. Yeah, I can go to the gym in my own time. I'm here to wrestle.
Oh, are you into wrestling then? Like
Sambo.
Ah, cool. Has that got a belt system?
It does indeed.
What belt are you?
At the time I stopped, I was blue. So I think I'm just one away from the black.
Is that the top belt then?
No, usually I think there's five grades of the black belt, but it's a fantastic system. You need to know 20 ground techniques and standing techniques, and it's kind of graded that way. So you can theoretically work on it on your own. But say, nice. Yeah. Not a popular one. People don't seem to like Russian sports for some reason at the moment. It's not very in fashion.
I mean, there was a Sambo club down the road from me, and I'm not going to fucking London. I only found out like a couple of months after it closed, which is annoying. I'd like to have done it.
Oh, it's a fantastic one. Really, I would have had a background in judo as well, so a lot of that carried over into it. Because I always thought wrestling was fake.
So, gluttony.
Yeah, the song stopped. Just got awkward.
No, it's just, it's wrestling's fake. They don't like it. Yeah, gluttony. You reckon you're guilty of that?
Yeah, I'd fight against it, but I know I'm gluttonous at heart.
Okay. One for one now, then.
At least I'm honest. Honesty's not a sin.
Any defense for it, though? Is there a reason why you're a glutton? Is it for a good cause?
How can you be a glutton for a good cause?
True. Okay. Big X on that one.
But I think it will be a running theme throughout all these sins that I consider myself guilty of them, but people don't consider themselves guilty of them. Probably are.
Probably going to be the case with this one. But you've got to at least try and defend yourself on it.
I don't play these spin doctor games. I can kill a man with a punch.
Okay, greed.
Greed. As long as I know I'm getting paid. Patrick Stump. This one I have a problem with, because greed's the human condition. I like this one. There isn't a person on the globe that doesn't want more, no matter what they have. They always want more. They think they deserve more. It's the driving force of fucking humanity.
But then it's more than one needs. Because having enough should be enough.
But people always want more. You get a house, that's nice. I have a house. Well, fuck, wouldn't it be nice if you had another floor? Wouldn't it be nice if you had a conservatory? Wouldn't it be nice if you could extend the garden? Wouldn't you prefer a bigger, better house? Well, fuck, yes, actually I would. Would you like a swimming pool? You know, now that you mention it, I would fucking love a swimming pool. So no matter what you have, you want more. I don't think anybody's content with what they can get. And if you don't want more, then you have no drive. And I don't want to bring up Andrew Tate again, because, you know, he's all about drive, the cockeyed nonce.
Yeah, but he's like one of the people you'd hold up as being the main, like, God. If you put greed in the dictionary, picture would be there.
I have so many champion belts under my fucking belty belt, but I still want hair plugs. And I say, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, it's like having six cars, or six sport cars at it's even worse. It's like having one car is all you need.
You can only drive one at a time.
Yeah.
And fucking point, post about them on Twitter to teenagers.
And then get put in prison. Dickhead.
So, yeah, I think like humans, full stop, are guilty of greed. I don't know why it's a sin. It's just a different name for drive.
But do you have more than you need?
Oh, fuck yeah. So much shit falling around me. I have every gaming console out on the market at the moment. I have handhelds. Every time I get drunk, I get something stupid off eBay. I am in the process of trying to get a cardboard cutout of myself so I can put it on the other side of my door. I don't need any of this shit.
Oof.
So, okay. I like to break myself off. I'm sure you've heard me reference Drunk Punk before. So I'm not doing all these purchases. It's Drunk Punk, that arsehole, when he gets his Kraken rum mixed with Krabby's beer with a little hint of lime, and he goes on his fucking spending spree and he drinks too much Kraken rum. That's fucking expensive.
So your defense of the sin is that you were drunk?
It's Drunk Punk.
Maybe
it's another personality.
Yeah, maybe if you didn't get as much booze.
It was given to me as a Christmas present. I'm trying to, you know, my family love me. They give me spirits. They say, I don't want that going to waste. What? They call around to the house and they see the spirits. They've bought me sitting. Oh, do you not like them? Do you not love me? And I say, yes, I do love you, but I can't be drunk all the time. They say, I've hurt them. I better drink some of it just to see a face, just to show them I care.
Okay, take to account.
I am fucking nailing this.
Okay, sloth.
Yeah, for this one. Todd Rundgren. I've never actually said that name out loud before.
Rundgren. Why is his name familiar?
I like
Has he got
song.
Like one big hit? I should know.
You should know. But this one, bang the drum all day. For sloth, because I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. And I'm not talking about my penis, Dean. I see you smirking at me.
I was like, isn't that what it's about?
I hope not. I sing this with my niece and nephew.
Do you also do Afternoon Delight?
Cross-eyed creams. What a biscuit.
So, yeah, sloth is the sin of omitting responsibilities. The evil of the sin is the lack of feeling for the world, or for the people in it, or thyself.
Better that. People are dicks.
So, are you guilty of it?
Possibly. We're all possibly guilty of sloth, time and again.
But then you are self-employed?
I am self-employed. Yeah, doing okay out of it. Yeah, could do with a bigger house. Don't have to buy my own alcohol. There's the thing. I do try to hide away with books. I try to lock out the world with other forms of media, which is quite a slovenly hobby.
I mean, you could get away with it if you reviewed them for a podcast.
Review's a strong word for tell everybody they're wrong about things and why I love it. But yeah, that's kind of reviews.
Yeah, reviews is just talking about what your thoughts are on the thing.
None of it stops. It's all for a purpose. It's not like I'm laying down and tuning out. Everything is quite involved. I get bored with TV easily because I think it's boring. It's inactive.
So are you wasting the time you're actually doing that stuff? Or is it like towards a goal?
I feel like you're trying to tell yourself you're not a slob. Dean, this has stopped being about me. It's about you.
I have barely any time to watch movies or read books. I just
Well, you're something similar. You never stop. Like, I am no good at art. I'm no good at music. I am a field writer. I have started several novels and never managed to complete one. But I love doing it. I love playing music. I love drawing. But I'm always at something. It's just because I don't have a good end product at the end of it. I'm no good at podcasting. That hasn't fucking stopped me.
No, you're doing pretty good at it.
That praise. That broke him.
But I don't think you're guilty of that one.
Well, it's this kind of thing. My granddad was fond of the saying, give a man a reputation as an early riser and he can sleep till noon. So it's that. I do think people try to tell themselves they're busy. You know, I'm a workaholic. I do this, I do that. Yet they're the people that watch 4 seasons of The Sopranos in a weekend. Oh, but I have no free time. I'm far too busy. Oh, I would never play video games. That's just a waste of time. All right, cunt.
Yeah, well, I think you're not guilty of that one at all.
Well, you're not in the fucking jury. I don't care what you think.
Okay, you're guilty of it then. Fuck you.
Which brings us nicely on to the next sin. Wrath.
Catchy.
Love this one. Yeah, I'm guilty of this one.
Yeah, uncontrolled feelings of rage, anger and hatred. Wrath often reveals itself as a wish to seek vengeance. Have you ever wanted to seek vengeance on someone?
See, I have a lot. God, that's a short song. Should have picked a different one.
Let's play again.
Just repeat it until I'm done. Well, Dean, were you ever bullied as a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. For a long time, I was a strange little short, fat child. And as I mentioned earlier, I come from a mixed house, which wasn't terribly common in Northern Ireland. But I grew up in like a Catholic estate. And nobody liked us because they thought, you know, Protestants think they're better than us because they are. And then like I had family on mum's side that lived in Protestant areas and they just hate each other anyway. I don't know how keen you are on Northern Irish politics, but there's about 50 unionist parties because they can't fucking stand each other. So Protestants hate each other anyway. They especially hate little dirty half and halves. So yeah, didn't really find my tribe until I found punk in like late teenage years. And I say, holy fuck, there's an entire world full of weird bastards like me. I'm not so alone. but I got bullied a lot. And then, because I always had to go get summer jobs, because I think my parents just hated me. But my summer job when I was 14 or 15 was like a butcher and a warehouse. So I spent 2 months just hefting sides of beef and building boxes and building up pallets. What I didn't realize is I grew about 2 foot that summer. So I got my size 13 feet. I grew up quite a bit. And all that beef pushing made me quite strong. So I got to beat up everybody that ever picked on me. I remember there was a bathroom. There were several floors to the high school, but there was this bathroom and nobody went near it because these three arseholes would hide in it because it was only a toilet, a sink and a window. It was a tiny little room. But they used to wait, they'd grab a first year, drag them into this bathroom, beat them up and leave them crying in the toilet. Happened to me several times, but I was walking past and I seen one of them doing the lookout. So the three of them were in there and looking out and it was, yeah, ran in there, kicked open the door, beat the three of them up, left them there. But they had to pay for a new toilet, they had to pay for a new door, they had to pay for a new sink and something happened to the window. It just went full ape shit on them. And yeah, had to go into anger management after a while because I have this great skill with grudges. I remembered everything. I wanted payback on everyone. And yeah, I remember fighting one guy, nearly left that guy in a wheelchair. And that was kind of time for counseling time. He was picking on my brother. I walked past him in the corridor. He was under the impression that I didn't know what he had done. But as he walked past, I grabbed the bottom of his blazer, pulled him back, blazer over the head, got him in a headlock, ran him into a wall, heard a lot of crunching, nearly broke his back. I was like, yeah, something has to give. A couple of fights, like I bit through my bottom lip. That concentrated angry. So, yeah, wrath's a guilty one. Thank fuck, I thought it was going to be park life.
I'll strike that from the record. No, I'll give it to me. I wish I did that to a few people.
I wish everybody got the opportunity to do it. It was the best feeling. Like, went a bit too far later on. That amount of anger in your life's not good for anybody, but it was nice to have the upper hand for a change. You're talking 14 years of constant belittlement. Like, if I hear fat fuck, I still turn around. I assumed it was my name once upon a time. It does. It sticks with you. And it's a nice little message. You know, go out and bully people. If that's what you choose to do with your life, go ahead. Just be aware that there is a slight chance one of them will fucking... I'm so glad we don't have guns over here freely available. It was the school shooter mentality, but with hyper-violence. If you don't want a thumb in your eye, don't bully people.
It's a good message.
Helping people.
Next up, envy.
Yeah, this one's I feel fantastic. Jonathan Colton. So what is envy?
The resentfulness towards neighbours over their possessions and traits or skills or abilities with musical instruments.
I had to get you to explain this one to me because I'm fantastic. I don't feel envy. People are envious of me because I've got a really big willy.
Aren't you envious of people with bigger willies than you, though?
No.
Like, no one you like, I wish I could do that.
No,
I wish my podcast had more downloads than them.
No, I know if I wanted my podcast to be more popular, I'd have to take out the swearing. I'd have to learn how to speak without the accent. I'd have to do things that I wouldn't want to do. It's like, I enjoy it. It's a creative output. It's exactly what the fuck I want, which is the irony of the show. People don't get what they want, but I always get what I want. They're envious of me, Dean. My station in life. I am perfect.
You're not envious.
I am the ideal man.
Not envious of Andrew Tate and his several cars, several sport cars.
Fuck yeah, he's got some nice dick sucking lips. But then again, so do I. So, no. Thankfully, yeah. I don't fall under jealousy too often.
Not even minor ones? Not even minor ones?
No, because things, I'm sure you get it all the time. People go, fuck, Dean, I love your art. I wish I could draw like you. I say, well, that's because you practice. That's because you spent a long time learning your trade. I say, and if I want to do that, I have to do the same thing. You don't have this special fucking gift. Or you might have a natural talent, but you definitely honed it.
Mm.
So if I want to do that, then dry your eyes, knuckle down, practice. There's nothing stopping me from being a fucking fantastic guitarist, apart from my own laziness.
You're back to sloth.
Yeah, which I'm so guilty of.
You're actually innocent on that one.
Alex.
Guilty now. Okay, next up, superbia. Or pride.
Yeah, I had pride. What one?
Pride, the original and the worst of the sins. You're putting your own desires, urges and wants and whims before the welfare of others. Dante's definition of pride was love of self-perverted to hatred and contempt of one's neighbour.
See, pride's a lot like arrogance. Yeah. Arrogance is a bad thing, but arrogance is just confidence in people you don't fucking like. So I think when you hear pride, you think flag-waving racists or xenophobes. Pride's a good thing. It's my pride that stops me from littering and wanting to burn out the cars of fly tippers, like Planty does.
Yeah, I've always thought pride's a weird sin, because like you say, if it's like flag-waving racist, it's like it's a bad thing, but then you have pride, like gay pride, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's like being proud of what you put out into the world.
Come back to earlier when I finally realised that I was a punk and there was more of me on the planet. I say, I have to go to festivals around the world just to feel normal for 3 days. I found my tribe. I say, why wouldn't you be proud of that? Yes, on my notes I said, pride, the artificial sweetener of racism and xenophobia, in my notes. I should have found a way to work that in. But yes, I am proud. I'm unashamedly proud of who I am. Everybody should be. We are all perfect. Except the cons.
Okay, so that is all the seven sins are done. My estimation, not too bad with it. I have to leave it to the jury, really. But...
yeah, it's up to the jury, not you.
Yeah, sadly.
A Twitter poll, please.
Before you go off to decide your fate, you get to strike one of those sins off the list and add your own. And also add a closing statement if you wish. And a bit of music.
Oh, you know, talk more. Yes, do that. See, I kind of want to... I don't think pride's a sin at all.
Yeah, agreed.
I think it should be knocked off.
But do you want to get rid of one you're more guilty of? You won't be judged for it.
I'll go to hell. I don't care.
So, get rid of pride. One you waste.
I want to get rid of monotony. I think it's the worst sin out there.
Monotony.
Yeah.
Bit of music for that one.
Do you not agree?
Monotony... I think you'd have to sort of explain it out, how it would be a sin.
Dean, have you ever been stuck standing somewhere where somebody walks up to you It's just you there waiting. It happened to me recently. I was getting tires fitted, and this man came up to me and decided to talk about the weather. Dane, the look in his eyes, he could no more give a fuck about the weather than I could. But he had to. He had to strike up this conversation. This, come on, talk about cock fingering. I've got some input on that. I say, the weather. Oh, it's raining. You're right, it fucking is raining. We live in Ireland. It's always fucking raining. I think it might be this crossover. We come from a long line of farmers over here, and the weather was quite important when you farmed, but we don't fucking farm. What difference does the weather? Rain's better than fucking fire. There's people suffering from acid rain. They're in the middle of wars. They don't fucking give off about the rain half as much as we do. I said, why are you having this conversation? And he doesn't want to have the conversation. It's just, it's built into the fucking program and he has to do it. I said, you don't care. You, what am I meant to say back to, oh, it's an awful day. I said, and fucking what? What do you want from me?
So monotony is the need to feel dead air.
Yeah. People don't talk about current affairs anymore because that's too much of a fucking polarizing topic. The strikes are going on. Oh, those fuckers striking again. Why? Sure, I don't get paid well enough for my... Do. I say, well, no, they do a vital service. What do you do? Oh, you've got your own Etsy. Go fuck yourself. You go on strike, nobody'd notice. It's just, no, you bring up anything, there's too many sides to anything, you're on the wrong side of the coin. You don't know who this person is to bring it up with them, so they always go back to the fucking weather or something. So, oh, that blue roll's got to be an awful price. I say, yes, all paper products have got very expensive in the current climate. You're right. This is not a discussion. These are statements that we're just fucking ping-ponging back to each other. Oh, did you hear who's dead? Don't give a fuck. It was me, apparently. Me dead. I'm in hell.
Well, you might be.
Yeah. It should be a sin.
Monotony is a sin. Is it not just small talk?
No, because monotony comes in so many ways. Monotony is the people who stand around a barbecue at a house party, not talking. So you sad bastards.
But then, what would they talk about?
They don't.
The weather?
They probably do talk about the weather, but it's that awkward silence, or just that, turning the steak over and doing the, it's hotter that side. It's everything. It's like, how do you have this be your excess? How can you be such a boring fuck? You choose this. You choose what you get to say. You choose where you get to go and how you do it. See, but you choose this fucking grey matter of an existence. I feel like you're taking this a bit personally.
You'd rather they whip out phone and show the other one lemon pie.
Yeah.
Here's my collection of cock fingering videos.
It's a screwdriver. That's impressive.
They called it sounding.
Yeah. Ooh. There was a guy melted down a pile of like gummy bears into like melted liquid for it, and he put a funnel in the eye of his cock and poured in the melted gummy bear mix. He waited a while. I don't know how long you have to wait for gummy bears to cool inside yourself, but when it cooled down, he jacked off, and then he fucking had crazy gummy bear cum. Cummy bears. that's fucking mad. How'd he come up with the idea of that? He had imagination. He wasn't standing about talking about the fucking weather.
The man had the dream.
It was probably somebody talking at him. It's a bit grey out there, isn't it? It's set to break for the weekend. Oh, good weather doesn't last long. You know, if the weather's too good for too long, it gets dusty. The dust does come up. You'd be glad for the rain then to settle it again. And here you go. I'm going to buy a kilo bag of gummy bears on the way home. I don't know how I'm going to stick them into myself, but it's happening.
So that's the conversation he's having in his head while the guy's prattling on about the weather.
It's yeah. their fault. This is why people go so off kilter. It's the boring fuckers drive them to extremes. If you just spiced up the conversation a wee bit, tell jokes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Punk.
You are more than welcome.
If you'd like to return to your quarters for the jury, will head off and review your case.
This will be good.
Trial by Twitter.
I'm glad I made fun of Tate, not Musk. He's been my go-to a lot recently.
Okay. You want to remind everyone where they can find you?
Ucons.co.uk.
Nice.
Brief.
Head to totalcultzone.com for all my stuff. That's totalcultzone.com for all my stuff. It's great.
That's not as brief.
I know. I didn't realise it was a fight.
It was, and I won.
Bastard.